Well, good evening. Blessed to have you out this evening. If you have your Bible, you can open it to Philippians chapter 1. Philippians chapter 1. Such a joy to be together and study God's Word, to worship, to be prepared for our week, to really take Jesus into our workplace, into our community, into our schools. I can't help but think in the day and age in which we live in, there's something special about going to a spectator sport and having front row seats, right? I mean, there's just something about sitting courtside, sitting 50-yard line, because you're so close, you don't miss the action, you see it up close and personal. You might even have one of the moments where the athlete is so close when they run by, you can see their sweat glisten on the court, and it's an experience. I'm so confident that when we gather and God's Word is open, that God gives all of us front row seats to His Word and to His work. What I'd like to do is encourage you, encourage us to be a people that are known as front row people when God's Word is opened up. In other words, we come with an expectancy that tonight I am going to hear from God. That tonight I am on the front row as His Word is opened, and I'm going to see wonderful things from His Word. Above all, not only am I going to see wonderful things in His world, our Word, I'm going to see the most wonderful person of all, and that is Jesus. And so tonight, would you do me a favor? Would you kind of look at somebody by you and go, are you ready for the front row experience? Are you ready? Tonight, we are front row people. God wants to speak to us. We want to hear from the Lord. And so here we go. Philippians chapter 1. If you're ready, say, let's do this. Here we go. Verse 12. It says, "But I want you to know, brethren, that the things which happened to me have actually turned out for the furtherance of the gospel, so that it has become evident to the whole palace guard and to all the rest that my chains are in Christ. And most of the brethren in the Lord, having become confident by my chains, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. Some indeed preach Christ even from envy and strife, and some from goodwill. The former preach Christ from selfish ambition, not sincerely, supposing to add affliction to my chains. But the latter out of love, knowing that I am appointed for the defense of the gospel. What then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached, and in this I rejoice, yes, and will rejoice." Will you bow for a moment of prayer? Father, we ask right now that you would speak to us. God, we have opened your word, we have read a section of scripture, and we are confident as your people that you desire to speak to us. Lord, we're here as front row people to what you would reveal to us. Lord, we ask that we would see the wonder and the beauty of Jesus, that God, we would be amazed in your truth as it is declared, and that you, by your Spirit, would do a work in our hearts. Father, our desire is that we would be better equipped to fulfill our calling in Christ. Our desire is that you would change our hearts. Our desire is that you would save any that have come in here this evening that are lost. Any that may feel hopeless, that may seem overwhelmed by their spiritual condition, I ask, Father, that you would speak to them and that they would come to life in Christ this evening. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Philippians, we are learning a mindset on Christ results in a life of joy. We're learning from chapter 1 that mindset on Christ is when we live out that Christ is our life. It's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me, Paul would say. Paul would say in Philippians chapter 1, in verse 21, to live is Christ, to die is gain. But tonight, if Christ is my life, my aspirations, my motives, my ambition, my desire is Jesus. Think for a moment of kind of the top three ambitions or aspirations that we can have as Americans living in this century at this time. I think up top on the board, one of our aspirations in life, one of our big goals is wealth. Right? There's just something about that security, that aspiration that I want to make it, that I want to have enough to where I can live comfortably, where I can enjoy life. And if we're honest, some of you in here, you're going, you know what, I'm not being greedy. I don't want to be like a multi-billionaire. I just want enough to where my family's taken care of. I can relax. Things can be good. If I obtain that, I'll be good. I'll be satisfied. Things will be all right. Well, I read a few months ago of a man in China who was extremely successful. You see, he was the richest man in all of China, but he had, in the matter of a half an hour, the largest wealth loss in history. In 30 minutes, he lost $15 billion. I don't know about you, but it's a panic if I lose $5. Especially as a married man, to have $5 is insane. It's like, did I lose a tooth? So we have this idea, like this aspiration, if it's wealth, but yet what happens when things go wrong so quickly, we're left down and out. Now, let's think of another one, a career, right? There's something about that idea of having the perfect job, the right career. You remember even way back in the early days of high school and the career planning and that idea of you need to pick something that you like, you need to do something that makes you satisfied, you need to do something in which you can provide for the type of lifestyle that you want, and you want to plan for it, you want to make it happen, and it goes through different stages. I mean, if you go way back, you wanted to be president or astronaut or policeman or fireman or professional video game player. I mean, that comes up often, right? Then there could be that idea of all you're living for, that aspiration, that attainment of that career, but maybe you're living in the low point of it not materializing. You know, the Oakland A's just lost their 18th draft pick, a young man who I'm sure had that aspiration to play in the major leagues. The whole concept, to think of his training and his preparing and to hear on draft day his name called, but yet he was just declared dead because he was shot in a parking lot and was brain dead. I mean, but all the aspirations to obtain that career, all that aspirations to, you know, for him to smell that freshly cut grass, to be out there on a professional field, and yet it's all gone in a moment. I think of another major aspiration that seems to come up, major goals in life, the idea of a family, to be married, to have kids. And I think as a dad, some of the great enjoyments of that as being a dad in the family.